Water. One water, please.
Julia Casey is a bartender at Biggie Steakhouse in Raleigh. After living in the area for 8 months, she's shocked to find out what lies just feet from her place of work.
No, I wouldn't know nothing until people's faces started melting off. Like, literally. I wouldn't know anything.
Casey is talking about the 600-acre pharmaceutical plant located just 935 feet from Biggie's doorstep. North Carolina state law requires hazardous waste facilities like this plant to notify residents and property owners within a quarter mile every year regarding their locations, the chemicals they process, and the emergency response plans. Plans Casey says she knows nothing about.
They could have sent me a pamphlet, a letter, something. You know what I mean? It'd been nice if they'd have came over here with a little board like, hey, we're just letting you know we're over here. We could kill you. Is that okay?
UNC professor Bill Gentry specializes in disaster management. He says there are ways for people like Casey to be more aware.
You can go to the emergency management office and fill out paperwork on any company that you would like more information on.
Companies that are required by law to give nearby employees like Casey yearly updates.
I think they should do it every 6 months. That's not, you know, a paper mill over there. You know, that's something serious.
So what information should Casey be asking for?
I would want to know, are they gonna call me? Do they have a siren system? Do they have a texting system?
Casey says the neighboring pharmaceutical plant has yet to contact anyone at Biggie Steakhouse.
I had no idea until y'all walked in and said something about it.
Casey says she can't help but anticipate the worst.
I don't want to wake up one morning and I have a third eye in front of my forehead. You know what I mean? Because some gases or something done leaked out, came over here, and I'm over here just breathing it in.
But Gentry says the risk of such disaster is relatively low.
We do safely handle chemicals day to day, or you'd see more events. The vulnerability, depending on how many people living around this plant and what particular chemical they may be storing, the vulnerability may be high.
High enough that citizens nearby plants should be informed. In Raleigh, I'm Madison Cavalcieri reporting.